Today's episode of the Thrivepreneur podcast is going to be a little bit different than what you're used to hearing from me. I know that I've been on a bit of a sabbatical, but I feel like this is a clarion call to the body of Christ. And therefore, I am going to release what I feel God is saying to us as the body of Christ. As you listen, I want you to consider it for yourself, individual, and just hope that it bless you. This is a bonus episode, so it's not in the same vein as what you might be used to hearing from me on this podcast. But because our focus is on the whole person, I believe that is definitely relevant. So take some time, listen, see how you can apply and how it applies to you, and be blessed. Today's message is going to be titled Unity in the Body of Christ. And the scripture that I want to focus on today comes out of John, the 17th chapter, pretty much that whole chapter. And there are three themes in chapter 17 that points back to unity in Christ. The first part of that chapter, you see that Jesus is praying for himself. The time has come that he is going to go and be with the Father again. And so this is right before, you know, his crucifixion. And so he, one, prays for himself. And then he goes on to pray for his disciples. And in that, he asked the Father to keep them in the world, but to protect them as they're in the world, and that they would reflect his character. Then he goes on in the last part of chapter 17, starting at verse 20 and through the rest of that chapter. He prays for future believers, so the ones that will come about and believe in him because of the work that his disciples done. So the first part of chapter 17, Jesus prays for himself. He prays to the Father and pretty much says, I have done what I've come to the earth to do. I've come and I've done the work that you called me to do. And so now I'm asking to come and be with you because my work is finished. Then when we get to around verse 6, then Jesus starts his prayer for the disciples, those for which he says in these scriptures, the Father has given him in the earth realm. And he's saying, hey, Father, I'm going to come to you. I have these disciples, the ones that you have given me. It also mentions even in there, he says how he hasn't lost any of those for which the Father have given to him. And that's pretty much saying, hey, you gave me these 12 disciples to walk with me while I was in the earth, and I've lost none of them. Now, it does say with the exception of Judas, who was, you know, who betrayed him, which it was foretold that he would, so that the scriptures could be fulfilled. And so he says, I lost none of these, and now I'm going to go away. But Lord God, I pray that you unify the disciples, that they will reflect my character, and that they will continue to work, you know, in the earth realm, bringing pretty much your kingdom in the earth realm. But as they do, Father, I pray that you will protect them from the enemy. Then he goes on in the last part, and I mentioned this before, starting at chapter, still chapter 17, but verse 20, he starts to pray for us as believers and pretty much saying the same thing that he said for the disciples, those that will come about as the work, as a result of the work that the disciples did in the earth realm, going and telling everyone about me. and bringing them into the kingdom of God. Those that believe on me, protect them, Lord God, unify them. And so I really feel like this is a time in our world where not only is our world divided, but we're seeing a lot of division in the body of Christ. And I believe that this is a time that we really do need to unite as the body of Christ. And because when we read this scripture, if you get time, go ahead and read chapter 17. It's not a very long chapter. It's got about 25, 26 verses in it. So it's not a very long chapter, but if you have your Bible and it's not on your phone or an app, you will see that these words, the whole chapter is in red. So pretty much Jesus is speaking this whole time. And so he is saying about us as believers that he desires, and he's praying to the Father on our behalf, Jesus is, and he's saying to the Father, want for us to be protected from the evil one and for us to be united, because in our unity, the world will be able to see the character of Christ through us. And so I go back to what I said before. I just believe that this is a time that God is calling us to be united. There's so much division in the world at large, but also we're seeing a lot of division within the Christian community as well. You know, sometimes we are separated based on our beliefs. You know, we read the Word of God and some of us choose one part, some of us choose another, and that caused divisions in the body of Christ. But also, I feel like there are things that are happening in this world, whether it's politically, whether it's, you know, whatever agenda of the day that is going on, that is also causing us to be divided. So I come today to encourage us as the body of Christ to unite. And as I was doing a study on this, I was kind of really thinking about this. You know, some of these things seem very simple. Okay, yeah, we need to unite, come together. But what does that really, really look like? And I want to ask you a question for you to ponder. Do your life reveal Jesus's character and his presence? So I think that's the first place that we need to start. In order for us to unite as the body of Christ, it has to start at the individual level. And we have to self-examine ourselves. And again, I'm going to state that question, and this is something that you can think about in your time and ask yourself, does my life reveal Jesus's character and his presence? Is it evident that the character of Christ is present in my life and that he is present in me? And then so as we continue to look at how we can unite as the body of Christ, I do believe, again, that it starts at that individual level, and that another way that we can do this is by daily application of God's word. As we get into God's word daily, it does a few things to us. And one that I can think of is that it purifies us. It has this purifying effort that can purify our mind and our hearts. And so if we're taking the time out each day to check in with the word of God and applying it to our daily lives, then we become a vessel that can help usher in that unity that is needed within the body of Christ. Now, as we take time to read God's word daily, we see that the word of God in the scripture does a few things. It points out our sin. So it gives us an opportunity to self-examine if there is sin within us, whether it be, you know, blatant sin or something that is sin for you, you know, that it gives you that opportunity to go before the Father, repent, and get cleansed of that thing. Because we know that when sin is present, that can be a barrier to us becoming united as the body of Christ. And then it also, as we go to the scriptures, it gives us an opportunity to not only see if there's any sin in us, it also gives us an opportunity to see what our motives are. So the things that we do, you know, what is it and the reason why we're doing those things? It also gives us an opportunity to confess. So I mentioned earlier, you know, repenting of those sins. So as you spend time with God, as you're reading the word is reading you. And so it gives you an opportunity to kind of self-reflect. So going to the Father daily, reading the word, spending time with him, and it will give you that opportunity to examine yourself to see if there's any sin present that might get in the way of you being a uniting force within the body of Christ, giving you an opportunity to examine your motivation. And then even as we do that, it gives us an opportunity to confess our sins or anything that we find that is contrary to God's word. The other part of that is, I don't want it to sound like all gloom and doom. The word of God motivates us. So it motivates us to do those things that will help us to be a united force within the body of Christ. And so it gives us opportunity to not only do those things, but to renew our relationship with Christ. And it guides us back on the wrong path. So if we do spend that time daily with God and we are examining ourselves for sin or motives and having an opportunity to confess, the word, spending that time in God's word helps us with our relationship with Christ. And it also gives us an opportunity to get on the right track if we've gotten off. Now, in the word of God, in Matthew 5, 13 and 16, we are called to be salt and light in the world. And what does salt do? It purifies, it preserves, it changes things. So if you put salt on meat, it changes that meat. And that one, if you want to store that meat, it can preserve it. But also when you're ready to cook it, it gives it flavor. And that's how we are supposed to be in the world, preserving and adding flavor, good flavor to the world, so to speak. And then light. What happens with light? A light is turned on in a dark room. The light overtakes that darkness. And that's how we are supposed to be. We're not supposed to be dim our light so we can fit in with the darkness of the world, but we're supposed to let our light shine. And again, you can find that in Matthew 5, 13 through 16. Now, when Jesus prayed for himself, for the disciples, and for believers, for you and I, the believers that came after the disciples, he prayed for three things. He prayed for oneness, not necessarily for himself, because he mentions to the Father that you and I are one. But he prayed these things for the disciples and those that will come after the disciples. That's you and I. He prayed for oneness. He prayed for protection from evil, and he prayed for holiness. So that's like our daily walk, that we would walk in the ways of Christ. And how can we, I gave some examples of how we can make sure that we are a uniting force within the body of Christ. And I want to give some more examples of how we can do that. So unity in the body of Christ, how can we do this again as an individual? So as an individual, you can pray for other Christians. You can avoid gossip, because that's a dividing force. You can build others up. You can walk in humility. Sometimes when we get, you know, people together, we get a lot of personalities together and pride takes over. And we see that oftentimes also, not only in the world, but in the body of Christ. We can give. We can give of our time and even of our money, because We know that in order for God's work to be done in the earth realm, it takes money. And then it takes people giving their time and their talent, I would say, in order to move those things along. We can lift up Christ. The Word of God tells us that if we lift up Jesus, that he will draw all men to him. So anytime we're doing anything, especially if we're saying we're doing it for Christ, that we make sure that we are exalting him and not ourselves, excuse me. And lastly, we can refuse to get sidetracked by arguing over divisive things. Again, there are so many things out there. I think about, I forget the guy's name that just was assassinated, the Christian guy that's all over the media right now. And there's so much division around his death. You know, people are saying things on one side and the other side, some really nasty things too about this guy's death. And it's coming, some of it is coming for Christians, which is pretty sad. And just making sure that we are refusing to get sidetracked of these things. There's going to be so many opinions out there. There's going to be so many things that we can voice our opinion about. But when that happens, pause and think, would this be a uniting force for the body of Christ? Or would this be me adding to division of the body of Christ? And so as Jesus prayed for unity among the believers, the disciples, and you and I as believers in current day, he based it on believers being one with him and with the Father. So in order for us to be one in the body of Christ and be someone that can help usher in that unity in the body of Christ, we have to first make sure that we are one with Jesus and the Father. And I mentioned earlier some ways and how we can do that. And so how do we do it? Again, we make sure as Christians that we are united to God the Father. And it makes me think about John 15, where it talks about Jesus being the vine and us being the branches. And so if we are making sure as an individual that we are united to Christ, who is the vine, we are the branches, I want you to think about, picture a cluster of grapes and imagine each one of those grapes being a Christian that is being united to the vine. If we can do that, then that signifies unity. And then on the other side of that, I want you to imagine if you saw, you know, a vine of grapes and it was just one grape on there. What happened to all the other grapes? Somebody plucked them off. And that's what happens when Satan comes in and he uses us as a divisive force of the body of Christ. Think about that. You either can have a cluster of grapes, which looks delicious and inviting, and that's a picture of us as the body of Christ operating in unity, or you can have a vine of grapes. All the other grapes are plucked off, and it's just one grape hanging on there. So let us be a united force, and the way that we can do that is making sure that we remain in Jesus and Jesus remains in us, according to John 15, 4 through 5. And I want to end this by praying for unity in the body of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come boldly before you today, lifting up the body of Christ and praying for unity in the body. Jesus said, "He that is not against us is for us," teaching us that there would be many different groups, churches, and organizations, but Lord God, with the same common goal, I pray, Lord God, that you would help us, Lord God, as a body to understand this and begin to come together, Lord God, and work together. especially in this time. Father, I pray for a spirit of unity, cooperation, togetherness amongst the pastors and the church leaders, Lord God. I pray that you would also break down church name barriers, denominational barriers, and any other barrier, Lord God, that would keep us divided as a church or body of Christ. I pray, Lord God, that you would also break down the spirit of competition, competitiveness, and Lord God, that you would, that the members of the body of Christ, that we would willingly give our hearts, Lord God, and that we will have a desire to pray for, support, and help other churches and pastors throughout our cities, our state, and throughout this nation and throughout the body of Christ as a whole. I pray, Lord God, that you would bring pastors and their churches together in fellowship, Lord God, with one another. And may you also, Lord God, bring them together in prayer to lift each other up and to help them, Lord God, to work together and our common goal, which is, Lord God, to destroy the works of Satan and to win the lost to Christ. Father, I pray not only for the unity of the body among pastors and church leaders, but also among church members, the parishioners, Lord God. I pray that you would help us, Lord God, as your people to stop being separated and divided because of church doctrinal differences, Lord God, denominational differences. Instead of being divided over differences, Lord God, help us to come together in our similarities, Lord God, which are you, Lord God, your great gift of salvation, eternal life through the crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for the spirit of unity, not only among the churches with different denominations and doctrinal differences, Lord God, but I pray also, Lord God, that there will be unity among the people with racial and ethnicity differences. Couldn't get it out. For Christ, Lord God, did not come to die for the Jews alone, but he, Lord God, also died for the Gentiles, all other races of people. Lord God, help us, therefore, Lord God, not to become combative, you know, or confronting to the world's prejudices. Let us not adopt these practices, racial segregation, but help us, Lord God, to rather be transformed to the spirit of love, harmony, and unity with one another. Father, I also ask that you would help us not allow our races or the color of our skin to be a wedge that separates us, but let us, Lord God, come together on common ground, and the bond that we have in Christ, let it be our focal point, Lord God, that draws us, holds us, and keeps us together. Help us, Lord God, to come together, to fellowship together and support one another within and outside of the church, and help us, Lord God, as the body of Christ, to become an example to the world around us that through our unity and the true love of Christ will shine through us. Father, I thank you for the authority that you have given us in Christ Jesus. And with that authority, I bind and pull down every satanic spirit of division, separation, and segregation among our churches and the people of God. Satan, I loose your power and of division from among the body of Christ, and I render you helpless, powerless, ineffective, and inoperative to divide us or to separate us any longer. Instead, Lord God, with my prayers of supplication and intercession, I bind onto the body of Christ the spirit of unity and the love of God by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I thank you for bringing your people together in the spirit of unity and the love of Christ. And I speak your word, O Lord God, that because we walk together in unity and love, that we are built upon and stand deeply rooted in the rock of Jesus Christ, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. or stand against us in any way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer and say amen. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And I pray that you will become a uniting force within the body of Christ. Be blessed. If you've enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend. Leave us a review, a 5-star review, so that other women can find us and also get this good information about thriving in entrepreneurship. If you want high-level coaching and a community where you can thrive in your entrepreneurship, I would love for you to join us in the Thrivepreneur Tribe, where we offer a high level of coaching to help coach you every step of the way so that you can either start your business, or if you're already a business owner, we can help you grow your business. So until next time, as I always say, why survive when you can thrive?